lavando, lavando coscette, andare a macchiatoria, i candi, bescicamba, bambanduria, andare a mandare, bescicche, massori, bababababansiche, so, Father, we love you on this morning. We praise you. Mighty God, you are the lover of our soul. You're the lifter of our head. Rekotoro boho sike bande de di andare da boko sheke rekapapa papa papa ban soko brakatari andare la bakia taya andare da makaya da boho shea da na makoya. We come, Lord God, in holy boldness, O God. On this morning, we come, Lord God, in worship. We come to adore you, O God. You are the Lord of glory. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the God whose throne is established in righteousness, God. Your dominion has no end, Father. Your word has no fracture in it, O God. Your counsel, O God, cannot be overturned, Father. We exalt you this morning as the one who was and is to come. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega, Father. You are the beginning that has no beginning and the end that has no ending. You are the self-existent God, the uncreated creator, Father. You do not borrow power from another, O God. You do not share your authority. You do not compete for supremacy. You are God alone, and we acknowledge you on this morning. We praise you for your holiness, God, for your holy, Lord God, in essence, Father. You're holy in motive, Father. You're holy in judgment. You're holy in mercy, Father. You're holy in silence. You're holy in speech, Father. You are holy. You're holy on this morning. You're holy in your wrath. You're holy in your love. Your holiness is not distant from us, O God. It is purity, O God, without mixture. It is light without shadow. It is the beauty of holiness, O God. Hallelujah, that you stand in on today and you allow us to experience, Father. Let the fear of the Lord return to our mouths. Let the fear of the Lord return to our hearts. May it pierce our hearts on this morning, not as terror, but God, as reverent clarity, O God, that you are not common. Lord God, we give you glory on this morning. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. You are our sovereign King. Amaleke ba ansokori andaranama ashe. Le kaburia alalaba aleki andaranama ashe baria. Le kubra kandele beshibri indi andaranama. We magnify you, O God, for your faithfulness, Father. We magnify you this morning, for you are a covenant-keeping God. You keep covenant to 1,000 generations. You do not forget promises. You do not lose track of tears. You do not misplace prayers. You have never failed us. You cannot fail. Your word, O God, is so. It is true. It is settled. Your integrity is eternal. Your compassion does not expire. Your mercy does not run out. Your steadfast love is not a mood, Father. It is your nature, Father. And we honor you this morning. We honor you with our posture. We honor you with the fruit of our lips. We honor you, mighty God, for you alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are worthy to be magnified. You alone are worthy, O God, to posture ourselves before a holy King. We praise you, Father. We praise you for the cross. We praise you for the blood. We praise you for your wisdom. We glorify the name of Jesus. We exalt your name on high. And it's in Jesus. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. And we bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And amen. Welcome to 60 for 60 at 5 a.m. Grace and peace from God our Father on this morning. We want to welcome you. Hallelujah, that are coming in. We are in the last week of this journey. We began this journey on January the 5th, 2026, and we conclude on March the 6th. Amen. And as of this morning, we have covered 61 calendar days, including January 5th and today, which means we will complete 60 full days in between. We're not ending today. Someone that just came in, I'm going to ask you to please mute your line. Please mute your line. I'm going to give you a moment to mute. Thank you so very much on today. Amen. We will be in our 60th day. Amen. At the end of the week, so we're finishing this final week, and we want to finish it strongly. We want to finish it strongly. The Lord unctioned 60 for 60 to rebuild our prayer life, to rebuild it with discipline, to rebuild it with spiritual structure. And he has been sharpening our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. He has been training us in governance in prayer, which includes our posture, our precision, our endurance, our discernment. He has been teaching us the different types of prayer, the different types of prayers that you pray, and the responsibilities that are attached to them. And what God has built in us and is building in us is meant to remain after this week ends. And so on this morning, I sought the Lord for what he wanted me to emphasize today. And the Spirit of God spoke clearly and said, the word for this morning is grace for leadership in a season of transition. Grace for leadership in a season of transition. Grace for leadership means that God supplies divine enablement to carry responsibility without collapsing under pressure, without becoming reactionary, without losing spiritual insight. It is grace to lead with clean hands, grace to have a steady spirit and an accurate discernment. It is grace to remain faithful to covenant while structure may be shifting. A season of transition means God is moving pieces. Hear me on this morning. He is shifting people into offices. He is repositioning assignments. He is adjusting our roles. He's maturing our identity. He is strengthening governance within the house of God. And transition, it can involve ordination. It can involve elevation. It can involve releases, realignment, and it can involve the refining of representation, which is how we carry ourselves before our community as witnesses of Christ and as servants of his purpose. This word is especially important for us because we are not sent Miami in general, but the house of God broadly. We are not a static house. Sent Miami is a training center, right? And that means transition will not be occasional. Transition is a part of our spiritual architecture as a church, as a training hub, and it should be a part of the spiritual architecture of the church at large. Why? Because we are a developing people, right? We are evolving every day. We are a commissioned people, right? We should train people so that they can be prepared for their commission. We are releasing people, and we are raising leaders who will carry responsibility in the church and beyond it. Even recently, St. Miami has ordained two elders. And that wasn't just merely a ceremony. That is governmental movement. That's what it looks like. It is strengthening. It's the strengthening of leadership, the leadership infrastructure within the house. So when God says grace for leadership in a season of transition, he is speaking directly to what we are living in right now. He is saying that the transitions happening around us require an increase of spiritual leadership within us. Spiritual leadership is not limited to titles. It's a part of it, but it's not limited to it. Spiritual leadership is the ability to govern yourself in the spirit, to keep your worship intact, to steward your speech, to hold a posture in prayer, and to respond to change without becoming unstable. In transition, God looks for people who can carry weight without creating damage. I'm going to say that again. God is looking for people who can carry weight without creating damage. And this is why 60 for 60 is connected to this word. Prayer is where spiritual leadership is formed. Prayer trains the inner man to lead the outer life. Is it the only tool that God gives us for development? No, but it's one of the greatest tools God gives us for our development. Because prayer develops a steadiness. It develops your discernment. Prayer develops authority that can handle change. Let me break this down for us this morning. I want to talk firstly about grace for leadership in transition. It begins with covenant consciousness and humility. Grace for leadership in transition begins with covenant consciousness and humility. That's point number one for anyone that's writing. Grace for leadership in transition begins with covenant consciousness and humility. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 3, you can read verses 5 through 9 if you'd like to go back and read it. Solomon steps into leadership at the death of his father David. Transition has placed weight on him that he did not earn through years of experience. God appears to him and asks him this in 1 Kings 3, verse 5. He says, "Ask what I shall give thee." If you're looking at the scripture, you'll read it with me. God asks him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon's answer reveals the posture God strengthens in transition. Solomon acknowledges God's covenant mercy toward David. He locates himself inside what God has already established, rather than making the moment about his personal capacity. He then confesses limitation without self-hatred. He says, "I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in." This is what you call covenant consciousness. It is the spiritual ability to remember that leadership is stewardship before it is influence. It is to recognize that the assignment is larger than my personal ambition. For our 60 for 60 community, this is how spiritual leadership stays healthy in times of transition. We do not lead from ego. We do not lead from insecurity. We lead from covenant. We lead from reverence. We lead from dependence on God. Solomon then shifts from self-focus to people-focus. He recognizes the weight of those he is responsible to serve, and he calls them a great people and asks for an understanding heart to judge and to discern rightly. Here's what I want us to receive on this morning. Leadership must be anchored in covenant humility, because transition will continually test our motive, our identity, and our maturity. Hear me. And in this last Monday of this 60 for 60 segment, I want you to remember, leadership must be anchored in covenant humility, because transition will continually test our motive, our identity, and our maturity. Point number two. Spiritual leadership in transition requires discernment in alignment, because alliances can shape legacy. Spiritual leadership in transition requires discernment in alignment because alliances can shape legacy. Now, in 1 Kings chapter number 3, verse 1, the chapter opens with a leadership misstep because it highlights Solomon's wisdom. It says, Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter. And what does this show us? It shows that transition does not only test what we can carry. Transition tests who you connect to while you're carrying it. Transition does not only test what you can carry. It's going to test who you connect to while you're carrying it. Okay? Affinity is more than just association. It is attachment. It is agreement. It is access. It is the kind of alignment that gives something permission to shape your decisions. And what I want us to know this morning that is, it is spiritual leadership. In spiritual leadership, what you align with is going to affect what you reproduce. Come on. What you align with is going to affect what you reproduce. Scripture warns us not to form yokes that can corrupt our purpose. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's not only about marriage. It is a principle of alignment. Why? Because yokes shape direction and they limit freedom. Yokes shape your direction and they will limit your freedom. For our 60 for 60 community, this is a leadership issue. Not just a social issue. As people transition into offices and roles and higher visibility, there will be increased opportunities for alliances. Some alliances will be strategic and godly. Some will be convenient but costly. Here's what I want us to receive today. Spiritual leadership means we do not call every door an assignment. We do not call every opportunity an instruction. We ask God for discernment at every juncture because alignment will affect our legacy. I want you to sit with that. I want you to think about who you're yoked with. Because who you are aligned, you have an alliance with, will shape your legacy. Point number three, dominion in transition begins with worship, integrity. Why? Because authority is sustained by our devotion. Dominion in transition begins with worship integrity. Because authority is sustained by devotion. I want to emphasize something this morning. Dominion is capacity to represent heaven with a clarity and with courage. In transition, the enemy often challenges worship because worship is where allegiance is established. Jesus makes this non-negotiable. He says this, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thy serve." So David reveals the same reality in warfare. When he confronts Goliath, he frames the conflict by God's name and God's covenant authority. He says, "I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts." And for 60 for 60, worship integrity is a leadership discipline. It means prayer stays central in our leadership. It means devotion stays pure. It means we refuse to spiritually shift or drift during transition. It means we do not allow new responsibilities to replace the presence of God. And so in a season where people are moving, they're moving into offices, they're moving into visibility, they're moving into more responsibility, worship must remain the root system. Without that root, leadership is just performance. Without that root, leadership just becomes something to do. But with that root, leadership becomes governance. And my last point on this morning before we pray. Encounter grace increases in transition. You all, please bear with me. Many of you know I've had oral surgery, so I'm trying to take my time so I don't hurt myself. So bear with me this morning. Encounter grace increases in transition. And spiritual leadership protects the atmosphere for encounter. Encounter grace increases in transition. And spiritual leadership protects the atmosphere for that encounter. Scripture shows that when God is initiating a new phase, he often releases encounters. Solomon receives a dream encounter at the beginning of his reign, right? In 1 Kings 3 and 5. Joshua encounters the commander of the Lord's army before major conquest. Encounters are not for stories, y'all. Encounters are for preparation. They carry impartation, instruction, strengthening. This is why we call our first and third Sundays encounter mornings. For our 60 for 60 community, spiritual leadership means we protect what allows encounter to remain That protection includes purity and posture. The Bible says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And this is why gossip and malice and unnecessary strife and careless speech are not minor issues. Being petty, we don't do that. We cannot afford that because it interferes with our sensitivity. It dulls our discernment. It pollutes our spiritual climate. We have to be responsible people. We have to be people that can sustain the weight of God in releasing. And so in transition, spiritual leadership is expressed through our maturity. Maturity is going to protect the environment where God can speak and move and equip. So as we finish this last week of 60 for 60, we will carry prayer as governance. We're not just carrying prayer as a routine. We're going to lead from covenant consciousness and humility. We're going to discern alignment, and we're going to reject alliances that corrupt our legacy. We're going to guard worship integrity because devotion sustains authority. We're going to protect spiritual atmospheres for encounter through purity and maturity. As we complete this week, know that we are a people who have been trained to carry weight. Let us pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, establish us with a covenant consciousness. Deliver us from pride, insecurity, emotional leadership. Teach us to remember what you have spoken and what you have established. Give us humility like Solomon to confess our limitation and to ask for wisdom. Make us faithful stewards of what you are building in not only St. Miami, but in the various houses that are represented on this line. We pray this morning that you would sharpen our discernment in this season of transition, that you would expose every unhealthy alignment, break every ungodly yoke, remove every relationship and agreement that would dilute devotion or corrupt legacy, and align us with what produces righteousness, clarity, and obedience in Jesus' name. We consecrate our worship to you alone. Every day that we come together, God, may it be consecrated. May it be worship to the God, the one and only true and living God. We renounce every competing altar. We refuse intimidation and distraction and drift. Strengthen our devotion and deepen our reverence. Let dominion grace rest on us as the ability to administrate your will, and to do it with purity and courage. Father, we pray that you would expose every open door. We repent of compromise, bitterness, disappointment, disobedience, secret sin. Cleanse our hearts. Purify our speech. Strengthen our obedience. Close every gate the enemy has used to weaken our consistency and our sensitivity. Father, we pray that you release encounters that equip us for transition. Prepare our hearts as a dwelling place for your spirit. Protect unity in St. Miami and all of the churches that are represented here on this line. Remove any strife and pollution. Give us wisdom, understanding, and spiritual capacity to lead well, to serve well, and to carry weight without damage. Let grace for leadership in transition rest upon the 60 for 60 family. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you this morning for your attention, for your patience with me this morning as I continue to heal. Amen. And I pray that you were able to understand the word and what God was directing to our hearts on this morning. And I want to open the line for anyone that would like to come forth and share, whether it be a testimony, whether it be if something in this word pricked your heart on this morning. I want to give an opportunity for you to come. I also want to acknowledge that we have two beautiful people that we love so dearly that have birthdays today, and I want to praise God. So if you wanted to come forth and even wish them a happy birthday, we give you the opportunity to do that as well. Today is Prophet DeMarcus Williams' birthday. Many of him call him Uncle Prophet. Amen. We love him dearly, and we thank God for his beautiful life. And we also have another beautiful vessel that has a birthday today, Tawana Nelson. We thank God for her life. We thank God for the many years that he has given her. Amen. And the many more years that he will give both of them long life. Amen. And sustainability. So I wanted to acknowledge them this morning and let them know that I love you. I love you both very dearly. And I thank God for your lives. So I open the line on this morning again for any testimonies. I open the line on this morning for anyone that would like to share anything that came from the word that may have strengthened your heart. And I also open the line for anyone that would like to give birthday salutations to Prophet DeMarcus and Tawana Nelson.
Grace and peace. Good morning. This is Apostle Fesh. I just want to thank God for the word. Nothing to add to it, but very sobering and beautiful reminders. I agree with God and what he has released, and I receive everything that he has released this morning. So thank you, Apostle, for your obedience to release his heart to us. I also want to just wish Uncle Prophet happy, happy birthday, and also to Tawana a happy, happy birthday. I love you both, and I pray and declare that you will move and operate in this year fully as God has called and purposed you both. I love you guys. We're great.
Amen. Thank you for coming forth on this morning, Apostle Fash. Will there be another?
Praise and peace. This is Pastor Cam. Thank you. I share the same sentiments as Apostle Fash. Thank you so much for this word. Thank you for this refreshing and just encouragement to us as leaders to keep our devotion to God. When you said devotion sustains authority, that to me is just a reminder that remains at the forefront of my heart, is to sustain my devotion in God, making it just a part of my life. And what 60 for 60 has done is it has made a system that is rooted. It has become a matter of course for me. It has become a part of my life. My body rises for prayer throughout the day, not just at the points that we pray, but throughout my day, I am communing with God, and it is beautiful. He is constantly speaking, and I know that we always say, you know, God is always speaking, but we're not always listening. So because 60 for 60 has strengthened that sensitivity to God, it's a beautiful thing to hear him throughout the day, all day. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this initiative, and I'm grateful for you, Apostle, as you have led this out with us. I also want to give a shout out, Uncle Prophet. It's your birthday. And Tawana, it is your birthday. It's a beautiful day. This is a beautiful day of celebration. And I pray nothing but continued blessings for you both as God lead you throughout this new year. Again, I thank you, Apostle. More grace.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Cam, for coming forth on this morning to share. Will there be another?
Grace and peace. This is Denitra. I want to thank you, Apostle Mommy, for this teaching. It was sobering, and I agree with God. And I thank him for, you know, just bringing awareness of what it is to go through transition, and that he graced us for it. And I thank him, you know, just pointing these things out so we can continue to align ourselves, continue to stay pure before him. And so I just thank God for this teaching. Thank God for the wisdom. And I thank God for you, Mommy. And I want to give a shout out to Uncle Prophet and Tawanda for their birthday on today. I love you guys immensely. This is a happy new year. This is a new year and a happy birthday. And I speak blessings and prosperity over you guys. And I love you.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing on this morning, Denitra. Will there be another? Please feel free to come forth.
Grace and peace, apostles, and everyone. It's Prophet Zaporia. I share many of the same sentiments. I appreciate your stewardship over God's word as you continue to help us grow and increase. And us as students and stewards as God's in God's word as well. I appreciate your due diligence. It helps us to have a very present model, other than Christ himself, but a very present model in our life to see how to be a student and steward the word at the same time. I greatly appreciate you being very transparent as you continue to grow and mature in God. You take us along to make sure that we are not left with just the crumbs, but that we are able to sit and eat at the same table and get the same nourishment. I greatly appreciate you for that, Apostle. And to Uncle Prophet, it's your birthday. It's your birthday, and I love you so very much. To my girl, Tawana, she know what it is. Happy birthday to you both. Happiest of birthdays. I pray and I proclaim the blessings of the Lord upon your lives that maketh you rich and addeth no sorrow with it. I thank you that your greater is still yet to come, that you shall see the unfolding of God's promises come to full fruition, as the Lord has said, as you continue to go forth and to reach all the endeavors that God has set before you, go forth well. Go forth well. And I just bid you all more grace. Happy birthday, y'all.
Amen, amen, and amen. And I want to say, I wanted to acknowledge what you said to me, and that humbles me all the more, you know, because nothing that I do, I do it by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God. Of course, without the grace of God and without the Spirit of the living God, there's no way that we can live this life and be models and be oracles and be, I heard a man of God say yesterday, be documents, that we are the Lord's documents. Be a document for the Lord, be an epistle, you know, one of his living epistle. You can only do that by partnering with the Spirit of God. You can only do that with having the Spirit of God living and being the majority of your being, you know, to take up the majority of the space in your being. You can only do that by his grace, and I am eternally grateful, amen, for the grace of God upon my life. And I pray every single day that I stay right in that vein, because I do recognize that as I follow Christ, there are those that are following me, and I dare not lead anyone astray. Amen. That's my confession. And I always say, listen, if I somehow fall and bump my head, you call me back to me. Don't follow me. Don't follow me. But call me back to myself, because I want to do the will of God. And thank you again for your birthday salutations, all of you. I'm going to give a Prophet DeMarcus, if he'd like to come, or Tawana, if she'd like to come, to thank you all, their opportunity to come. But I wanted to thank all of you that have shared thus far. Will there be another that would like to come this morning?
Good morning, grace and peace. This is Pastor Renita. First, thank you for sharing what God prompted you to share with us this morning. It was definitely a beautiful reminder, a gripping word, a sobering reminder of just how living in an act of God's word is, and how relevant it is to like how we walk. It literally addresses every moment of life, and I'm grateful for the way that God chooses to express his love for us by the way that he speaks to us. Also, it is such a beautiful day that we get to celebrate two lives, the lives of two beautiful and amazing people. So happy birthday to Uncle Prophet, as well as to Tawana. You all are amazing people, and I'm grateful that I have the privilege to not only know you, not only know of you, but to be connected to the both of you. I'm excited to celebrate your lives and to celebrate all that God continues to do in your lives. So happy birthday, and let's celebrate.
Amen and amen. I couldn't have said it better. And we want to acknowledge all of the March birthdays as well. I know that there are probably many birthdays that are coming up this month. March is filled with beautiful birthdays. But today, March the 2nd, amen, in the year of our Lord, 2026, amen, we have two beautiful birthdays, two beautiful vessels, and we love them dearly. Amen. Anyone else that would like to come share, come forth at this time.
Good morning. Good morning, Miami. This is Tawana. First, I would like to say, Apostle, there's been a pulling, I should say, ever since November of 2025. And when I showed up on the first Sunday of the year, I mean, God has been spiritually building and connecting me with the words that you answered, Miami, everyone that has prophesied, taught, or spoken, to the point where it's literally blowing my mind. I mean, just my daily walk, the spiritual, the 60 for 60, everyone that has an assignment on the line, I mean, I'm literally mind blown. And I thank God for you, your assignment, everyone's assignment, even through St. Miami. You all really do not understand how much you all are pouring into me spiritually. And not only to you, Apostle Bethel, but to everyone that is a part of St. Miami, your sons and your daughters. I just want to encourage you all to stay the course, because you all are truly not a blessing to me, but to the community, the spiritual community as well. And also, thank you all for the birthday wishes. You all really do not understand how much you mean to me, or have encouraged me along my spiritual journey. Just want to say thank you, and I agree.
Amen. We absolutely love you, Tawana. You are so beautiful. You were so beautiful yesterday. I mean, you always are, but there was such a glow upon you. And we see what God is doing in your life. You are bearing fruit, woman of God. And I just thank God for you and all that God is doing in you. We all do. We thank God that You've connected with us because even our lives, you've impacted us in a great way. You're just your energy and your motivation and your selflessness. You're so selfless. Anytime we needed you, you know, for anything, you're always there, you know. And so we just thank God for your life. And we pray that you will have the most amazing, amazing birthday. We love you. Will there be another that would like to come on this morning?
Amen. Grace and peace. Good morning to everyone. Prophet DeMarcus here. I thank God for the release this morning that came from you, Apostle. Everything that you said was absolutely astounding and timely. And so, God, and one thing that you said that really highlighted to me among the many great words that you said, and I may be paraphrasing, I may not be saying exactly, but you said God is looking for people who can carry weight without damage or destruction, one or the other. And I found that to be so powerful because what I've learned in my journey is that the weight isn't the problem, especially if it's coming from heaven. The weight isn't the problem. The damage or the destruction happens when character isn't reinforced to sustain what the calling is attracting. And so many of us, we want spotlight, we want increase, we want overflow, we want crowds, but we lack a strong spine in God. We lack integrity. We lack oil. We lack capacity. And so I understand through that statement, I just got a broader glimpse of what this next phase looks like for me personally with carrying the weight of God and carrying it without damage. It means that I can't let pressure distort my identity. I can't let influence corrupt my heart. I can't let what may be delay or what I may feel is delay weaken my obedience to God. And so I thank God for a statement and such a sobering word. I'll use Apostle Fascist's word, a sobering word that brings maturity, that brings stewardship, and that is so kingdom. And so I want to thank you for your pour this morning. And I want to thank each and every one of you for the birthday greetings. I'm truly, truly grateful to God to see 40 years. There was a time when I didn't think I'd make it through my 30s. And so here I am at 40 standing strong. And I want to say happiest new year to you, Tawana. May the grace of God be upon you. And may this be the beginning of many years of abundance for the years to come.
Amen. We love you so much, DeMarcus, Prophet DeMarcus. We love you, love you, love you. We thank God for your life. Amen. All that you have brought to our lives, it has been absolutely remarkable. We are the better because we know you. And in regards to your statement, you know, you cannot do this, as I was saying to Zeporia. I'm going to say something a little different. You have to pursue your own healing and pursue it every day in order to carry that weight without damage. That takes some work within, you know, one's own self. And when we pursue that daily and we pursue making sure that we're sticking and staying and walking circumspectly before the Lord. Walking circumspectly means that we are measuring our steps at every moment of the day, of the hour, right? Every day. When you walk circumspect, then you can carry this weight without damage. And listen, sometimes you'll hurt people because you're human unintentionally, right? They may get hurt along the way. But we're talking about intentionally damaging people through manipulation, intentionally damaging people because of our own heart's posture, that's not what we want to do. We want to stay in the place where we can make sure that we are carrying a leadership with great integrity, with a purity, with a love that only can come from our God. Thank you for sharing on this morning, man of God. Anyone else would like to come, feel free to come at this time. We're going to be right back here at 12 noon. And so we want you to join us, and we want you to invite someone along with you when you come. We want to remind you that you can access the replays at our website, www.scentmiami.com. You can go there and be able to pull the archived prayers from January 5th on up to today. There may be a couple of them missing, but the majority of them are there, and you can listen back whenever you get ready. We also want to remind you that this Friday we'll be celebrating Prophet DeMarcus. Amen. We'll be celebrating him at Restoring Grace Community Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we want you to join us. This is happening at 7:30 p.m. on this Friday. So please be the Prophet DeMarcus's guest. Amen. As we honor, we lift, as we love on and celebrate this wonderful man of God. I do believe that it's all the announcements. And if I'm missing anything, Apostle Fash, if you would let me know. Okay, I guess I didn't.
I don't think you missed anything. Just a reminder about the recording. Okay.
Yeah, I gave that in the beginning. Okay, well, everything has been stated. We love you, and we hope to hear you back here at noon. God bless, and more grace.
More grace.
More grace.